Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 16 kuLwezi 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Ukufa abantu abangamachumi amane lambili engozini yebhasi elumathe umlilo ocatshangelwa ukuthi ubangelwe ukudubuka kwetanka legas ebelise bhasini.
Sesingakafiki emakhaya, besesifanye emakhaya. Ngiqala ukubheka ekuphepheni kwayo, nathi ndihlezi sithini lakuqala. Ngase ngitshaya isivalo, utshayani kwami isivalo ngafoqa ngabanye ngami, sase ngiqamukisana. But abaningi batshele ebhasini.
Umkhokheli wabandla le-MDC uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa uyaxolisa ngokuthuka abalandeli bakhe athe iziwula. Kodwa bayamxolela na abalandeli bakhe.
Sizwile imiqondo kaChamisa, sizwile kumaphephandaba lakuma-TV. Kodwa abantu sebefuna ukuphambuka indlela bekhohle ukuthi yini okubalulekileyo. Okubalulekileyo ukuthi ijustice yenzakale eZimbabwe. Abantu kumele bazi ukuthi ngobani ababuleleyo. Ngubani wafaka i-command ukuthi bekubulawa abantu bona labo, njalo kuzayenziwani ebantwini bona labo asebe ilahlekelwe.
Uhulumende wase-South Africa utshela izizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi ziphuthumeziye lama-passports amatsha ukuyalungisisa ama-permits. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Kubhubhe abantu abafika amachumi amane emgwaqweni osuka kobulawayo usiya eBeitbridge ngemva kokuba ibhasi ebelubhekise eMusina ivela edolobheni leZwishavani ilumathe umlilo eWest Nicholson. Kucatshangelwa ukuthi ibhasi leli belithwele itanka lomoya wegasi yokupheka olumathe kwaqhamuka umlilo. UAlbert Ncube usipha lolu daba eseGwanda.
Iningi lalaba abakade begade libhasi ngabathenga impahla kwele South Africa eMessina bezothengisa kuleli. Njalo libhasi ethiwa Brooklyn belibathwala besuke edolobheni leZishabani liphinde liphenduke labo ngemva kokuba sebethenge impahla zabo. NgoLwesine libhasi isuke eZishabani ilubhekise eMessina yadlula eFlabosi leGwanda. Kuthe phakathi kwamabili yigqila umathe omlilo phambidlana kweWest Nicholson okungaba ngamakhilomitha angamachumi ayisithupha lapho usuke edolobheni leGwanda. Abantu abangamachumi amabili lasikhombisa basinde kulingozi batholelwa esibhedlela esikhulu seGwanda, kwathi abathathu abatheka kubi badluliselwa esibhedlela seUnited Blue Hospitals e-UBH. Amapolisa akhiphe izidumbu zabantu abangamachumi amathathu lambili ebhasini, kodwa kucatshangelwa ukuthi abanye bathe baba ngumlotha. Iningi lalabo abathele ebhasini liselele ngamathambo kuphela. Imbangelo yomlilo isacwayisiswa, kodwa kucatshangelwa ukuba kungabe kudubuke itanka legasi yokupheka ebeliphakathi kwebhasi. Umtshayeli walibhasi uMnumzana Ndabezinhle Leni Sikhosana ngomunye walabo abasinde kulingozi, njalo uthi baqale bezwa umnuko ingathi ngamafutha ephethulo andubana kulumathe umlilo.
Sesiphula off the road ukuthi sime sicheck ukuthi ngabe kuyini. The time apply ama brakes. Umlilo wahlwavuma ngemva kwami. Wahlwavuma ibhasi yonke. Phambili kimi kuskrini engasaboni lapho esiyakhona. Umlilo vele wahlwakucala ibhasi yonke kungasanitshazi ukuthi singaphuma sithini.
UNkosazana Simangaliso Ndlovu ngomunye walabo abagadele ibhasi eZishabani, njalo uthi usile ngokuphuma ngefasteli kwelibhasi.
Mina ngiphume ngewindi benhlesi phakathi laphakathi, so mina ngiphume ngewindi, so abaningi bayifinekile kuphuma ngoba baphumile babe balutshane kakhulu. Kulo mama de ngihamba laye angimboni kuze kube nakhathesi. sengicabangela ukuthi mhlawumbe utshele phakathi.
UNkosazana Siboniso Nyathi, yena ogadelela ibhasi egwanda lomkakhe, uthi bobabili basinde kulingozi ngoba bebehlezi phansi komnyango. UManyathi uthi iningi labantu lijele ebhasini.
Sesingakafiki emakhaya, bese sibange emakhaya. Ngiqala ukubheka ekubhebheni kwayo, mna ndihlezi sithini lakuqala. Ngase ngitshaya isivalo, utshayeni kwami isivalo ngakoqwa ngabanye ngayo, ngase ngiqamukisayo.
Umfundisi we-Methodist Church eZishabane, uReverend Lindsay Nleya, ubehamba lomunye obaba olahlekelwe ngumkakhe lomntwana kulingozi, njalo uthi lingozi izwisa usizi.
Yasilusizi kakhulu, into ebuhlungu leyo ukuthi abantu kulahleka abantu abanenkangaka. Ayisiyonto elula. Ngilamalungu amabili. La malungu amabili ngama members of one family. Ngumama lomntwana. So ubaba khona ngilaye lapha kakwanisi lutho. So ukutshengisa ukuthi into ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi silahlekelwe ngendlela nje so.
Omunye olahlekelwe ngumkakhe ngumnumzana Lazarus Piri owenkankeze eFlabusi, njalo uswele kakhulu abacitsha umlilo ngokubhuza ukufika.
Kumele sisincedise ngamasinyane sihlulekile ukufika ngesikhathi. Mhlawumbe nxa singakhangela njengemota ye-fire brigade ifike khathi sekuseni ngemva kwe-5 hours to 6 hours khona ifika ithi izocetha umlilo. Akuncedi ukubana kade vele befuna. Imbangela yokubana khona unkosikazi akwanise ukuthi aphume ayebalekelise kuyadinga izinto ezingekho ezingakithi.
Umphathintambo obona ngezenzakala kwelezansi emaNdebeleni, umnumzana Bednico Ncube, uveze ukudabuka ngalingozi njalo ukuthi uhulumende uzancedisa izimuli ezilahlekelwe izihlobo kulingozi.
As government sivele siyaphathisana lezimuli, into eza kulokhuzulu ezalungiswa, but I cannot just determine ukubana na kuyini ozakwenziwa, but I know very definitely the government will chip in.
Izihlobo zomnikazi webhasi le ezifike ezibhedlela zizobona abalimeleyo kazithandanga ngokuxoxa lentatheli zindaba zisithi zizakhipha umbiko ngemva kokucwayisisa imbangela yalingozi. Isikhulumeli samapholisi ezansi emaNdebeleni, uChief Inspector Philisani Ndebele, uyazise isihlobo ebezibuthene uthi amathambo lezidumbu ziza kuyahlolwa ngemitshini ye-forensics ukuze kwazakale ukuthi ngezabobani. UZulu ocabangela ukuthi angaba lezihlobo ebezikula ibhasi ukhuthazwa ukuya esibhedlela esikhulu seGwanda. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngiseWest Nicholson, ngu-Albert Ncube.
Kusenjalo, lanxa amapholisa esithi abantu abafele engozini le bangamatshumi amane lambili, inkampani yeBrooklyn Express ithi bangamatshumi amathathu lanye. Umqondisi wenkampani le, umnumzana Nqobile Ndlovu, wethule umbiko namhla ntambama isithi ulusizi kakhulu ngalingozi, njalo uthumele amazwi enduduzo kumuli zabafi labalimeleyo. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa wethule amazwi enduduzo kumuli ezilahlekelweyo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa usuke elizweni elubhekise Ethiopia lamuhla emhlanganweni wenkokheli zamazwe akuzwekazi le-Africa we-11th Extraordinary Session of the Assembly of the African Union ozaqhutshwa kuyona le impelaviki. Ukukhangelelwe ukuthi umgcini sihlalo we-African Union, umnumzana Paul Kagame weRwanda, uza kwethula izinqumo afisa zamukelwe ngamanye amazwe isihlalo lesi singathathwa ngumongameli Abdel Fattah al-Sisi weGibhithe ngomnyaka ozayo. Sixoxele umnumzana Richard Mahomva ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe ukuze sihlaziye lolu daba.
Uchamisa obezethulela intatheli zindaba umbono wakhe ngokubizwa kwakhe ukuyafakaza ekomishini ecwayisa ngodlakela olwenzakala eHarare wafa abantu abayisithupha lapho athiwe khona abatshengiselayo ekhuluma esigodlweni sebandla le-MDC eHarare. Exolisa uChamisa uthe ubengajonganga ukuthethisa abasekeli bakhe loba ngubani owatshengisela mhlaka 1 Ngcwabakazi, njengoba lokhu kulilungelo lomuntu wonke elizweni ofuna ukutshengisela. Kodwa ingcwethi wezombusazwe umnumzana Richard Mahomva ekhuluma le-Studio 7 uthe amazwi kaChamisa avezwa ukungabi losizi kulabo abalahlekelwe izimpilo zabo ezandleni zebutho.
Inkulumo zikaChamisa zitshengisa ukuthi kasomkhokheli olesineke labantu laba abathi kulahlekelwa izimpilo zabo, njalo simbona engumuntu ongalanembeza ekuthini abantu abanye bakhalela izihlobo zabo kodwa yena uthi abantu labo bayizula.
Kodwa umunye okhulume le-Studio 7 umnumzana Mthulisi Ncube oyisakhamuzi seHarare uthe uChamisa ingabe ekhulumela amazwi engumuntu obezama ukuzihlambulula kusehlakalo sika 1 Ngcwabakazi ngoba ezebhekane lenkinga yokude ngabotshwa.
UChamisa kumele limzwisise ukuthi amazwi awachileyo izolo lana owatsho ngenhliziyo lana engahlalisekanga ngomuntu olesikhathi ehlukuluzwa ngamapholisa kahulumende, njalo siyananzelela ukuthi kathesi sebesithi nguye wabangela lolu udlakela. Kungabe kuyindlela kadewezama ukuthi laye asihlamvulule kuyo.
Kodwa abanye bathe kuyadanisa ukuthi uZulu ukhanya sephatheka inkulumo kaChamisa ekhohla udaba oluyilo olumele lugcwayisiswe olokubulawa kwabantu lokuthi kanti vele ngubani owapha imvumo yokudubula abantu. Umnumzana Ntokozo Mabhena okhulume le-Studio 7 uthe sokusobala ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU-PF selithethe lesi sehlakalo lasithuthukisa njengendlela yokukhohlisa uZulu ukuthi owathuma amasosha ezobulala abantu ngubani.
Abantu sebefuna ukuphambuka indlela bekhohle ukuthi yikwini okubalulekileyo. Okubalulekileyo ukuthi ijustice yenzakale eZimbabwe. Abantu kumele bazi ukuthi ngobani ababuleleyo, ngubani wafaka i-command ukuthi bekubulawa abantu bona labo, njalo kuzayenziwani ebantwini bona labo.
Kunjalo nje isikhulume sekomishini yona le ecwayisa ngodlakela luka 1 Ngcwabakazi umnumzana John Masuku uthe ukubizwa kukamnumzana Chamisa ukuthi azofakaza akusikho kuthatha icele, kodwa isigaba sokuthi laye uChamisa azofakaza. Njalo ikomishini ihlazonxusa wonke umuntu ufaneleyo ukuthi azofakaza esigabeni esiphambili.
Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi lapha okwalesi sikhathi ikomishini ubonile ukuthi ufanele ukuthi ibize umnumzana Chamisa, ngakho-ke ikhangele uqondane lomnumzana Chamisa. Nxa kuza kuba lalokhu okuyabe kufuna umongameli iza kubona njalo ngenye indlela.
Umnumzana Chamisa yena wembe phansi etshela intatha ezindaba izolo ukuthi vele akasoza ayefakaza phambili kwekomishini le nxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa labasekeli bakhe umnumzana Constantine Chiwenga loKembo Mahadi labo benganxuswanga. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngiuGibson Bebe.
Sibonge uGibson Bebe obesethulela udaba lapho umkhokheli webandla le-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ixolise ngokuthi ngokuthuka abalandeli bakhe athe yiziwula. Kathesi ke sesizalethulela udaba olwe-Ethiopia lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lubhekise khona sile ngcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Richard Mahomva.
Nxa sikhangela ukuthi inhlanganiso ezinjengeSADC ezifanana le-AU labo-United Nations, imithetho lezinqumo eziyenziwayo ziyenzwa ngenxa yokuthi amazwe wonke akhonapho abe evumile ukuthi ulutho lube khona. Yikho-ke ukuba khona esihlalweni esingaphezulu kwe-Egypt kumbe kungabi khona kwe-Egypt kusihlalo sokukhokhela, ambona kuyinto engayenza ukuthi izifiso zezwekazi le-Afrika zingagcwaliseki kumbe ukuthi okunye kungaqhutshekelwa phambili ongabe kufiswa ngamanye amazwe nje.
Ukuba khona kukamongameli Mnangagwa kulo mhlangano kuqakathekile yini? Sibona ukuthi lizwa lila mali kumbe kufanele abe khona?
Okusenza sikunanzelele ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa sasemutsha ekubuseni, njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi bexhumana labanye bakhe, yinto yokuqala. Okwesibili kuqakathekile ukuthi nxa kusenzwa izinqumo eziphathelane lelizwe kulokho esikuthi thina ku-international relations, kuvamile ukuthi abakhokheli yibo abasekela izinqumo eziyabe zethulwe kumhlangano le yamazwe emqoka efana naleyo we-AU. Yikho-ke indaba yemali sesingayikhuluma ukuthi akulamali ezilizweni, kodwa angiboni mina ukuthi imali yohambo olulodwa lungayenza ukuthi lungasiza ukuqeda inhlupho ezibhekane nelizwe kathesi. Yikho-ke ambona ukuthi yinto esesingathi siyenze ngathi siyibabazi kakhulu.
Enye yendikimba yalo mhlangano yikuthi amazwe akuzwekazi le-Afrika engabambeleli kakhulu emalini yokuphiwa yama-donors. Ubonele Afrika lizimela yini kumnyaka ezayo?
Abokhulumende base-Afrika kufuze bebe sebesekuzinga lokuthi bayenelisa ukuthi inhlelo ze-African Union bebe yibo abaletha indleko zangikhona kulokumelela ukuthi amanye amazwe ebeqhubeka encedisa. Babekwenza lokhu ukuthi bebe nendleko njalo nokuqhubeka bethola icetha lokuthi beyenze i-trade ngendlela engasukumisi i-Africa. China yancedisa ukuyakha i-building ye-AU. Ngaphandle kwakho lokhu kwamanye amazwe lapho i-China encedisa khona, siyabona ukuthi abantu basuka behuqulizele umkonomi wabo nento ezifana nazo nalezo.
Lo umnumzana Richard Mahomva, ingcwethi ecobongola ezombusazwe, sixoxelaye eseHarare.
Okay.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave kushort wave 4930-6065-15460 laku 13860 kHz.
Ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa selixwayise izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezedlula inkulungwane ezafaka izicelo zencwadi zokuhlala eSouth Africa okusemthethweni ezithiwa Zimbabwe Exemption Permit besebenzisa amapasipoti asephelelwe yisikhathi ukuthi balethe amatsha kungakedluli umhlaka 15 kumpalakazi wona lo mnyaka, ngoba bengehluleka lokho ngeke baphinde bazithole lezi ncwadi. UBenedict Nhlapho usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Embikweni ethulelwa bezindaba lolugatsha luthi kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe eziphose zifike inkulungwane ezimbili 1932 ezafaka izicelo zamaphemithi besebenzisa amapasipoti asephelelwe isikhathi. Lolugatsha luthi imizamo yokuthi intana labeZimbabwe laba ukuthi baletha amapasipoti amatsha okuzafakwa kiwo amaphemithi abo yonke ichaya etsheni. Lolugatsha luthi amagama alaba azafakwa ekhasini lebulenjini le-VFS ukuze nxa umusa usuvaliwe kungabi khona okhala ngomunye. Umgcinihlalo weZimbabwe Community in South Africa umnumzana Ngabuto Mabena, ongomunye wabasebenza katalala ukuze amaphemithi la atholakale, ukuthaza abeZimbabwe laba ukuthi batshelane ngalolu daba ukuze kungabi khona ovalelwa phandle kwalo hlelo.
Lokho kutsho ukuthi abantu lamaviki amabili kumbe amathathu ukuthi bahambise amapasipoti abo amatsha emahhofisini awe-VFS. Thina-ke njengeZimbabwe South Africa siyanxusa-ke wonke umuntu owa-aplaya i-permit esebenzisa ipasipoti endala ukuthi ahambe masinyane ayefaka ipasipoti yakhe entsha.
Phakathi kwabafaka izicelo abaphose bafike izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 180,188, lolu gatsha luthi seluqedile ukuhluza izicelo ezingu 178,172. Iningi lala maphemithi abanini bawo sebawathethe, kanti amanye asabalindile e-VFS bese kusiba lamanye asaqediswa iziphathamandla zalolu gatsha lawo okhangelela ukuthi athunyelwe e-VFS kungekudala. Lolu gatsha luthi luzabe seluqedile ukulungisa amaphemithi la mhlaka 30 Lwezi 2018. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa, Peace and Democracy Project, umnumzana Gilbert Moyo uthi bakhathazeke kakhulu ngokuthi la maphemithi sekuthethe umnyaka ukuthi aphume, kanti ukuphuza kwawo lokhu sekuthwalise nzima abanini bawo.
Abanye bamiswe imisebenzi, abanye amabank ayavala amaaccount abo ngendaba yokuthi ama permit akaphuli. So siyathemba ukuthi yonke into izohamba kahle, kodwa silokungabaza, silokwesaba, silokwethuka ngoba asazi ukuthi yini ebenze bathatha isikhathi esidi kangaka.
Amapemithi la abeqhubeka elokhu evuselelwa kusukela ngo-2010 asencede kakhulu izalwane zeZimbabwe ebeziphila lokusebenza nzima ngenxa yokuba selizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Melestudio 7, Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, ngingu-Benedict Nhlapo.
Live talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngokwanda kwengozi zisemgwaqo phambilini kwekhefu lekhisimusi. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Umahluli wedalelo mthethandaba weMelika usenqume ukuba isigodlo sikamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump, iWhite House, kumele sibuyisele incwadi zokusebenzela kulesi sigodlo kuntatheli izindaba yomsakazo weCNN, uJim Acosta owathathelwa lezi ncwadi ngemva kokubuzisisa uTrump imibuzo eyamgcunulayo. Umlilo omkhulu okungakaze ubonakale edolobheni leCalifornia kweleMelika usubulele abantu abangamachumi ayisithupha lantathu, 63, kwathi abangamakhulu ayisithupha ayi-600 abaziwa ukuthi bangaphi. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMadinda Ndlovu uthi bazimisele ukuphindisela ukunqotshwa abakwenziwe liqembu leBulawayo Chiefs kuhlandla lakuqala elemidlalo yesigaba se-Premier Soccer League. Intathe izindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ndlovu utshele intathe izindaba zemidlalo ukuba uyazi ukuba iqembu lakhe lingagxoba ikhansi lebhanana nxa lingayekethisa ukubopha ziqini emdlalweni walo leli eBulawayo Chiefs ozaqhutshelwa enkundleni ePapa Fields ngesonto emini. Iqembu leChiefs litshaye leHighlanders nye-1 kanyaya emdlalweni wehlandla lakuqala elemidlalo yalo nyaka, njalo lenelise ukunqoba iningi lamaqembu amakhulu adlala kusigaba seCasilaka Premier Soccer League. Kodwa uMadinda uthi ongamelanga ngabakuvumele ukuba libatshaye lize libaphinde umphehlo.
But we still want to fight. So we call us in our own way to still do a back-to-back. But we have asked for a lot. So we are going to revenge a lot.
Iqembu leChiefs kumele lithole imiklomelo emibili kumidlalo emibili elithelelayo ukuze libe liqiniso lokuthi lizakwala lokhu lidlala kusigaba se-PSL ngomnyaka ozayo, njengoba lisasengozini yokugunyulwa nxa lingehluleka ukunqoba kuthi iqembu lenikhuthi elihlezi endaweni yesine nxa usuka emsileni linqobe kuyalo imidlalo emibili elithelelayo. Iqembu leChiefs lemiklomelo ngamachumi amathathu lathoba mnambili kuthi elenikhuthi lemiklomelo ngamachumi amathathu lantathu. Imidlalo yeviki lamachumi amathathu lantathu iqala kusasa lapho intshantshu zalonyaka iqembu leFC Platinum elizemukela khona iqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars enkundleni yeMandava, njalo inhlanganiso yePSL ikhangelele ukuba yikho lapho ezahleyiphe khona iqembu leFC Platinum isicoco seligi. Kweminye imidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu leHerentals lizadlala leleChickenini ngaseNational Sports Stadium, iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala leCapes United ngasePapa Fields, kuthi iqembu leHarare City lizadlala leZPC Kalipa ngaseRufaro. Ngesonto iqembu leDynamo lizemukela eMthare City ngaseRufaro, iqembu leTriangle lizadlala leNikroot ngaseKibo, iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizadlala leShapane Mine ngaseNational Sports Stadium, kuthi iqembu leChapungu lizadlala leYada ngaseAscott. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
It was a Friday, my darling, was a Friday.
Uhlelo Woza Friday lamuhla silomhlabeleli weZimbabwe uSimba Rashe Charanda ocula ingoma zeAfro Soul Reggae eseSouth Africa. Asizweni ixoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 weEzra Chisasvanda.
Hey, hey, hey. Yo,
abaningi abaculayo abeZimbabwe sebecula bengaphandle kwelizwe besuka eZimbabwe ukuyahlala ngaphandle bezama ukudinga ukuphila. Namhlanje sivakatshele khona ngale ngaseMzantsi Afrika lapho kulo Simba C.
Elokuzalwa ngusimba rashe Charandura. Ngizalelwe kwaBulawayo esizinda ephe ngikhulele khona. Ngifunde isikolo eHlathi Secondary School, ngaqedisa eFounders High School, ngaye college eZim College.
Ukuge ususemculweni iqala kanjani indaba yakho na ukucula?
I think ngiinfluencwe ngabantu ebemphila nabo njengomama. Umama ubecula nje ecaweni and bekuyisipho sami and I ngisilandele ngenhliziyo yami yonke from ngiyingane encane. And then ngikhule ngilalela abantu abanjengo Oliver Mtukudzi, Thomas Mafumo, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh. Influence from the music yasekhaya.
Ipete uSimba C ijahala kuntotiza junqa kobulawayo hlangana naye lapha ke eMzantsi Afrika. Unedlaladi lakhe alikhiphileyo lonyaka ngoJune lithiwani.
Then the album yami ibizwa ukuthiwa iChanging Chords. Ine 14 tracks. Ngifeaturisha ama artist amaningi like Ojohn Dellinger, iproduce ngupapi Nsenga, Alastair Mshoriwa, who has produced a number of hit songs ekhaya.
Ukanyake uyathandeka uSimba C. Sikuhlelo labantu waza was a Friday. Yena usasebenze labantu abaningi omagama.
Ngike ngadlala lo Yvonne Chaka Chaka, who is also a mentor yam. Ngidlalela bo Vusinova ku Evening of Love earlier this year, eSun Arena ePitoria. Vusinova, Kelly Khumalo, Ntando, Something Soweto. Yabantu as well that are about influencer in music yam as we speak. Within those years, sengwazi senghambe places like Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Spain, touring. Ngihamba ngicula zonke lezi ndawo around Europe, the Schengen area. I'm so sorry of loving
you. Ungakathi phethe weSimba C, i-album yakho le itholakala ngaphi nxa kulabantu abafuna ukusekela ngokuthenga umculo wakho?
So yona i-album itholakala right now in stores in South Africa. And online you get it on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Tidal, Google Play Store, Shazam, Deezer, it's available. Laba babefuna ama copy bengekho lapha eGoli. Ungakwazi ukuthi be order through your website yethu, which is www.simbaci.co.za.
Awuzwake yizwi ingoma zikaSimba C nguye besilaye kuhlelo lwabantu uhlelo woza woza Friday kwindena nje ukhona ngale ngaseMzantsi Afrika. Seyivala ke kuleli viki sithi balaleli hlalani khona ezinhlelo zenu emsakazweni wenu weStudio 7. Igama lami ngezachisa sibanda lisale.
Lo ke ngumculo kaSimba C uSimba Rashe Charandura siwethulelwe obexoxa ke lo msakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda. Silethemba liwukholisile lewuzwa uphoma ngapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Olivalelisayo ke ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.